You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fam, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. And just to let you guys know, here, obviously, episode 50 of the weekly edition of the Purple Project Podcast is now up wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. You can find a Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, folks. Wildcat Nation, as you thought I would forget about women's golf. That's what it is today on a Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. And on that edition, we talked about, or actually we're on a daily, I guess, yesterday that was posted up. Nemeth McSherry obviously was leading yesterday going in after the first two rounds of that tournament in New Mexico. Well, she did stay in the top five, but did not win the individual event, as Nemeth McSherry did finish in the fifth spot, just one under par. After the final round, the Branch Law Firm / Dick McGuire Invitational yesterday, as well, in the team-wise, Wildcats dropped four places to finish eighth. So in the team event there, in the team, overall team for K-State, they were in the top five, but they dropped, struggled a little bit, and ended up finishing eighth in the weekend in New Mexico there. McSherry, of course, after two rounds, was leading seven under par, if I remember correctly, on that daily there. And then it kind of struggled a little bit towards the end there. But, of course, Christy Knight, the women's golf coach said the team played good for the first 36 holes. Could not close the deal there with a solid finish. And that's kind of what, you know, kind of what I've been talking about. Well, outside of golf, talking about that a little bit, whether it's talking about NASCAR, baseball, or football for that matter, you know, you gotta finish. I mean, it doesn't matter how well you start, it's how you finish the deal. You want to close with your best effort, whether that's kind of goes along with running too. You want to close with your best, even if you're not very good early, you want to close out strong. And K-State women's golf did not do that. Well, in the final round, according to Coach Knight, they'll have to settle for eighth here. Some other notables here from the women's golf team: sophomore Haley Vargas led the team overall in the final day, shooting over just one over par, 73, to finish 11 over par, 227. As well, the rest of the team included Reed Isaac, who was six strokes behind her teammate for the day yesterday. And then, of course, a couple of freshmen. Napua Glossner quartered a 7 over 79 as well. And then she was tied for 34th, and then placed 58th was Heather Forshenehack, who placed in the 58th place and 19th over par. But yeah, going back to the main event there, McSherry really did well overall. 6-6 over par in her final round, and she tied for fifth place there out there. So not too shabby. Obviously, the Masters happened this weekend as well. So, but K-State, not too shabby as well. They come out of there finishing eighth in a New Mexico tournament. Speaking of which, here before we close, I'm also recording this right exactly in half hour away from activity in Toyn Family Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas. This will go up immediately, obviously. K-State coming off another sweep. Well, they got swept by Texas. And like my co-host said in that weekly edition of the podcast, they need to get going, and this is a perfect time to do it. K-State coming in their longest homestand of the year to this point. They start a 12-game homestand at Toyn Family beginning tonight against Northern Colorado today and tomorrow night. Both games actually just started now. So, excuse me, I'm thinking Eastern time for whatever reason. So, but anyway, it just recently started there. northern Colorado. The battle there beginning at really right now as I'm speaking, as I'm putting a cap to this daily edition, Northern Colorado, a short two-game set here. K-State looking to get back in the win column following a very disappointing series against the Longhorns. That's a wrap for me, Eddie Greer, the third here in Manhattan, Kansas. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily, go Cats!
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.